There's a little story I like to share sometimes during Lent, and it has to do with an Irishman who moved into a tiny hamlet in County Cork. He walked into the pub and he promptly ordered 3 beers. The bartender raised his eyebrows, but he serves the man the 3 beers, which he drinks quietly alone at a table. The next evening, the man again orders and drinks 3 beers. The entire town is soon whispering about the man who orders 3 beers. Finally, a week later, the bartender broaches the subject on behalf of the town. "I don't mean to pry, but folks around here are wondering why you always order 3 beers." "It is odd, isn't it?" the man replied. "You see, I have 2 brothers. One went to America, the other to Australia. We promised each other that we would always order an extra 2 beers whenever we drank as a way of keeping our bond." The bartender and the whole town were very pleased with this answer. And soon the man who orders 3 beers became a local celebrity and a source of pride to the hamlet, even to the extent that out-of-towners would come to the pub to watch him drink. But then one day, the man comes in and he orders only 2 beers. The bartender pours them with a heavy heart. This continued for the next few days, and the word flew around town. Prayers were offered for the soul of one of his brothers. Then one day the bartender said to the man, "Folks around here, me first of all, want to offer condolences to you for the death of your brother. You know, the 2 beers and all." The man ponders for a moment and then replies, "You'll be happy to hear that my 2 brothers are alive and well. It's just that I myself have decided to give up drinking for Lent." Today we begin the holy season of Lent. It is a time when we can give up something, maybe something that we like, and make a sacrifice each day. But there's other things that we can do, of course, during Lent that I think can help us grow closer to God, to grow in holiness. As we sometimes talk about during Lent, it's a time to get back to the basics, a time to get back to loving God and loving others, following the 10 commandments. I remember a few years ago I was having lunch at a restaurant and the waitress knew I was a priest. I guess Lent had just begun. And she said, "Oh, Father, I'm born and raised Catholic." And she says, "I'm giving up chocolate for Lent." I said, "That's wonderful. Where do you go to church?" She says, "I haven't gone to church in years." And isn't that sometimes the case? You know, we can sometimes, you know, give up little things, but the main thing is to get back to the basics. Loving God, loving others, going to Mass faithfully every Sunday, going to confession regularly, praying every day, reading the Bible. See, we should get back to the basics. Sometimes we call them the ABCs of Christianity. A, of course, admit that we are sinners. We have to, as Bishop Sheen says, unless we admit we're sinners, we can never call Christ our Savior. So how do we admit we're sinners? We go to confession. So during this holy season of Lent, over the next 40 days, go to confession. Make a good and holy confession. It's amazing. I can still meet people that haven't gone to confession in 5, 10, 20, 30 years. Go to confession during this holy season of Lent and experience the mercy of God. I'm reading right now Pope Francis's book on the God of Mercy. And it's his interview that he did. And he talks about his own conversion experience when he was 17 years old. It's the feast day of St. Matthew. He went to confession and he says he experienced the mercy of God. And he said that changed his whole life. Eventually he entered the seminary, became a priest, a bishop, and now the Pope. It was during confession that he truly experienced the mercy of God. So A, admit we're sinners, go to confession. B, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Get to know Him by the reading of sacred scripture, by meditating upon His life, by reading books about the life of Christ, whether it be by Bishop Sheen or Frank Sheed or Archbishop Gaudier. There's so many beautiful books written on the life of Christ. I try to listen to 1 to 2 books a week. I've done this for the last couple of years. And during Lent, I only listen to Catholic and Christian books during the season of Lent. So there's many good books you can listen to, audio books or on your phone or reading, but try to really delve into Christ and get to know Christ better, get to know the teachings of Jesus, and really get to enter into a more personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the letter C. So admit that we're sinners, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and commit your life to serving God and others. Pope Francis has said this. He said, during Lent, be merciful. During Lent, do the works of mercy. Visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, visit the nursing homes, visit the elderly. So do works of mercy during this holy season of Lent. And there are some places that I recommend that we go during the season of Lent. The first should be Sunday Mass. So keep going to Mass faithfully every Sunday. And then go to the Adoration Chapel. Across the street is the historic church. Adoration is available Monday morning to Friday morning, 24 hours a day, 5 days a week. Spend time, I would suggest, 1 hour a week in adoration. Sign up to make a holy hour each week or just visit the Lord. Another place to visit, of course, is the confessional. We'll have extra confessions during this holy season. Another place to visit is the vestibule where we have the free CDs. You know, pick up a Catholic CD, listen to it when you're driving during the week. When you're done with it, just bring it back and put it back for somebody else to listen to or give it to a friend. The CDs are very important to learn and study our faith. And lastly, other place we should go to is Stations of the Cross. Every Friday evening at 7 o'clock in English, 8 o'clock in Spanish, the Stations of the Cross. And so meditate upon the sufferings of Jesus and how much He loves us. By meditating upon the passion of Christ, we can grow in love of Jesus. Read about the Holy Shroud of Turin. Get to know the Shroud of Turin and all the things it tells us about the sufferings that Jesus went through for each one of us. So by reading about the Passion of Christ, making the Stations of the Cross, studying the Shroud, we can truly have a very good and holy Lent. But it all boils down to the ABCs. Admit that we're sinners, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and commit your life to serving God and others.